My Mother the Car is a TV show that's not on the list. My Favorite Martian, not on the list. Come on, Lassie is not on the list. Lassie, it ran for years. I recently looked at the top shows, the IMDb top 100 most watched TV shows of all time, and they're all what I call dark. I'll surely step on some toes, but Game of Thrones, it's at the top of the list, numero uno. I know everyone but me has watched it and loves it, but nope, I never watched it. So, it's kind of unfair when I slam it, but it was too scary for me. I know, I'm a wimp. Stranger Things is number two. Now, I've heard of strange things in my life, but I've never heard of Stranger Things. Am I a prude? Perhaps. This is what Stranger Things is all about. A young boy disappears. His mother, a police chief, and his friends must confront terrifying supernatural forces in order to get him back. Why would I want to watch that? Next is The Walking Dead, followed by 13 Reasons Why, which has to do with suicide. The 100, Nuclear War. Orange is the New Black, prison. And then Riverdale, Dark Mysteries. Grey's Anatomy is number 8, finally a show that's not what I call dark. It's followed by The Flash. Then, in no particular order, we have Sherlock, Vikings, Pretty Little Liars, The Vampire Diaries, and American Horror Story. Oh, and there's Breaking Bad. I know, I've heard it's an excellent TV show. I'm just not interested. Here's what I like, and these were popular too, very popular at one time. The Brady Bunch, though I didn't watch it either. Columbo, All in the Family, which is a great, great show. Mary Tyler Moore, Friends, Three's Company, Dick Van Dyke, Seinfeld. I never watched it, but my coworkers can recite lines verbatim and laugh their heads off. And Laverne and Shirley. Now we're starting to talk about some quality entertainment. Do you remember Alfred Hitchcock Presents? I never watched it. Too scary. But people loved it. And then Cheers, Frasier. I love those shows. Beverly Hillbillies, I Dream of Jeannie, The Munsters, good stuff, and no, not scary. Munsters, they were ghoulish characters, but they were always smiling, though. Gilligan's Island, just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip. I could go on. Who can forget MASH, The Carol Burnett Show, Mr. Rogers, Bewitched, with Elizabeth Montgomery, with whom every 13-year-old boy fell in love. Then there's I Love Lucy, Sesame Street, The Bugs Bunny Show, Flintstones, and last but not least, Jeopardy. Oh, and then Johnny Carson's in there somewhere. I guess it's a sign of the times we live in. These old shows are a far cry from the ones popular now, like Lucifer, Supernatural, Prison Break, How to Get Away with Murder. What's my point? I'm not sure I have one other than what happened to our innocence. I just like to stick my head in the sand. But if I did, I couldn't set my VCR to record these really old shows. It's not called a VCR anymore, though, is it? DVR, right? Actually, what I really do, I call up my son, and he records them for me and sends them to me electronically. I'd tell you how, but I really don't know. I take the remote, I press some buttons, and voila! I'm watching Sam Malone and Diane Chambers swap cutting remarks to each other. Who needs Fear the Walking Dead when you've got Cliff Clavin citing a little-known fact that the smartest animal is the pig, or that the human brain can only operate as fast as the slowest brain cells? He also says it's a little-known fact that the tan became popular in what is known as the Bronze Age. Good stuff, Maynard. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.